Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much, Charmy. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Rebounders, and he's our good friend, Rick Newman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always good to be with you.
So, we just had the last reported quarter of GDP was adjusted to a take-your-breath-away level of negative 2.9. Unbelievable negative number for an economy. Clearly not just about the weather. I'm reporting with Bill Dunkelberg on the negative indicators that small business owners are giving him in his gold standard survey. And then here comes this article from this guy, Rick Newman, saying Obama has finally got some good economic news to deliver. As Ricky once said to Lucy, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
All right, I'll explain. So I'm thinking of this through a political lens. We have midterm elections coming up, obviously, in November. So I'm trying to think, what are the sound bites going to be in October, a month or so before the elections? And by that time, I think that horrible first quarter will be long forgotten. In fact, a lot of economists are saying because that quarter was so weak, the following quarters might actually be stronger because of this so-called pent-up demand effect. And we are seeing some pretty good economic data coming out. So Obama can now say we've made back all the jobs we lost during the recession. It should have come 4 years ago, but it's at least a decent soundbite.
Right.
He keeps talking about 10 million new jobs.
But dude, that was 4 years ago. That's what the guy said to Brett Baer from the White House when he asked him about Benghazi. He said, "Dude, that was 2 years ago." All that was 4 years ago. Tell me about the jobs, though. You said all those people are back to work, but don't we also know that most of those people are back to work part-time?
Here's what I think is happening with jobs. I think you've got two subsets of the job market. You've got one subset for whom things are basically back to normal. These are people who are sort of working in big companies, people who have, who are college-educated. I mean, the unemployment rate for college grads is actually pretty low. It's below 5%. And those people are all just sort of getting on with their lives.
Now, wait, tell me for college grads, but you're not talking about young people. You're talking about people, however old they are, if they're college graduates, they've got a job.
We're even seeing evidence that the millennials, the young college grads, are actually, they're sort of digging out of their hole, too. I mean, for instance, the homeownership rate for young people is now going back up. It was going down for a while. I mean, it's not skyrocketing. It's the big hole they're trying to dig out of. But things are getting better, and voters don't always have the longest memory. I mean, they sort of want to know how are things today, and how do I feel? So, and then
right.
But it's important to point out there's this other group of Americans tend to not be college graduates, and they are hurting. These are the people who
because they typically don't have the technical skills that the other people do.
Yeah, and they have taken a big hit. And these are the people who maybe used to be working full time and are now working part time, or if they're working full time, they're earning less than they did 5 years ago. So that is an undeniable problem, and honestly, nobody really knows what to do about that. But the longer this goes on, Jim, the more we kind of adjust to the new normal,
right,
and our expectations change. So I think the important thing for anybody running for office is, do people feel better than they did a little while ago?
Right.
And I think, not everybody for sure, but I think there are definitely a lot of people who do.
Well, we saw this, We had a foretelling of all this with the second group you were just talking about. This happened in 03. Remember, we had a jobless recovery back in those days. But I think it was just sort of the prequel to what we got right now, where technology has really fully saturated in the workplace, in the marketplace, and where if you really can't get a high-paying full-time job if you don't have some technical skills. What do you think, Rick?
I think you're spot on. In fact, the first so-called jobless recovery was after the 1990-91 recession, and that looks very mild in retrospect.
Right.
But we've had three recessions, and after every one, the recovery has gotten weaker and weaker,
yep.
And that tells
yep.
you a long-term change is happening.
Yep, and we may be another generation working through all this. It could take a whole generation. We're going to come back.
Right.
We're going to talk about something that the Obama administration, a term they've coined, economic patriotism, or maybe the opposite of which.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.